J-State Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer, host of this Kansas State podcast, the Purple Project podcast, all things K-State sports out there, right here in Kansas. I'm a K-State University here on this Sunday, the 30th of August, 2026. Your very first time listening to this show. Thank you so much for tuning in this latest episode. Hang in there with me, battling the usual head cold. hopefully it will be subsided by tomorrow morning. So we're gonna push through this postcast, winning postcast edition of women's volleyball. Just got done a couple of hours ago in Morgan Family Arena. Well, I'm gonna get into this right now, and I don't have any other notes but the box score. So we're just gonna go off of that for this edition, and for my sake, keeping it a tad shorter than usual. Yeah. So K-State. Let's start with the good news. Good news: winners beating Campbell. 3-1. The bad news: you lose your first set of the season, but that doesn't matter, right? The bigger picture is, you win the game 3-1 over Campbell, and you take the K-State Invitational, like we all thought they should have there as well. So, K-State, this got interesting after the second set. 25-17 K-State, and then Campbell. Hold up. Yes, Campbell with a 25-20 win in set two. Ooh, so I'm interested when the actual notes come out, read what happened in that second set right there. that got a little spicy there from that 4K State a little bit there. But again, we've talked about this all year long. Now the season started. This team is young. They're going to go through the bumps and all that through at least in the first few weeks, right? Again, they're learning. Obviously they practice. I'm not there in the arena and whatnot watching Jason Mansfield, the head coach of this team, practice and whatnot. Zillions of practices, whatnot. It's now the games count, right? So that was interesting there. How are you going to respond after you lose your first set early in the 2026 season? Last year, I don't think this team lost in a set until maybe the fifth game. I know it's a little later. This is a little early. but again, this is a young team. They get a pass for that. But how they responded like that in the third set, K-State took the third set, 25-18, and they just ran away. Took care of business in the fourth set, 25-11. Ran away with it. Ran away on Campbell there as well in that as well. So let me see the points. Yeah, K-State 64-55. Kills. Boy, this was evenly dispersed. 45-45 aces, K-State 9, Campbell 5, blocks K-State 10, Campbell 5 there, assists Campbell with a 43-40 there, digs K-State with 46 digs total in today's win over Campbell. This is the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer here, postcast. K-State takes both their games in the K-State Invitational there and pretty much wins it outright, right there. And today they played Campbell in a good battle against Campbell. They took that home in Morgan Family Arena today, 3-1 there in Morgan Family Arena there. Let me see here. Yeah, 45-6 there as well. K-State, I'm going to go right down the list here. K-State, Addison Massey for the second game in a row, right off the bat, the start of season. Addison Massey, the talented freshman, 10 kills. That's back-to-back kills, back-to-back game matches that Massey has recorded, 10 of those. Avery Stones had 9. Sydney Mao had 8. Aces, Emerson Van Lanen continues to be that person. 3, Cameron Stuckey, 2, along with Addison Massey there as well. And then Elijah Derrier, 4 blocks. Reagan Fox and Avery Stones each had a 3 blocks in this game. Assists, Cameron Stuckey put it down. 24 assists there. And I'm going to go ahead and tag her line. Cameron Stuckey, 24 assists, double-double. 12 digs on the afternoon. Cameron Stuckey, and you go right back to those aces with 2. She had a big game there this afternoon. So Cameron Stuckey putting her fingerprints early in the season there as well. Fuka Seka had 10 digs. Emerson Van Landen a 7. So Emerson Van Landen figures to be a huge part in the success in the season. She's one of the players that came back on this team. One of Reagan Fox. So there's that. So Emerson Van Landen already making her presence felt with her team there. Addison Massey back-to-back games with 10 kills or more there as well. But yeah, the big thing here coming out of this, if there was. Now, I don't have the actual notes there where we read Jason Mansfield's statement and whatnot. We might have to go back to that at some point. We'll see. But I'm just reading it fresh. I'm coming out from work and all that and dealing with this, the usual, some late summer, early fall, or is fall even going to come? Heck, oh, that is. So it's very frustrating on that part, but not frustrating. Case this lady's, women's volleyball team taking a bit of steps here. And one today after losing that set, you know, oh, how we're going to bounce back from that. They bounced back in a huge way there, when the next two sets and eventually taking them this match 3-1. Eddie Greer, Pro Watcher Podcast, all things K-State sports. So yeah, that's what I got from the box score here. Yep, we're just gonna read it fresh. so there's that as well. It's gonna be officially game week here in a handful of hours. So with football finally back, obviously college football is back. Let me see. I think there was a college football game today. I'm not 100% sure about that. I've been kind of been tuned out of the rest of national college football action, and really just, well, other than, well, well, we're tagged in with K-State here, so we've been so locked in with K-State. Obviously, I'm biased because K-State alum here, talking to y'all. But yeah, man. So, I'm ready for college football. I'm tired of the preseason. I'm glad preseason's actually done. Now we get the actual game start. So we'll see what happens. And now we have the volleyball team coming off the preseason with a couple of wins there. Obviously, the one that stood out was Oklahoma sweeping them. And now you take the first two games and you will take care of those. Obviously, you sweep Texas A&M Corpus Christi on opening night, back on Friday night. And then earlier today, you take care of business against Campbell, a pesky Campbell team. So that was good there. So K-State now. Let me go back in here a little bit. Campbell. Yeah, Campbell beat Texas A&M Corpus Christi yesterday. So Campbell drops to 1-1. K-State now goes to 2-0. It's early in the season. We all know that. But hey. Bits one foot at a time, and this young ladies volleyball team showing some good signs early on in the season. That's all I got on that there as well. Yeah, football, Nichols come to Bill Snyder Family Stadium this upcoming weekend, Saturday night. Take on to open up the Colin Klein era at K-State as far as head coaching goes. Obviously, we know him as a player. It will come full circle on Saturday night. Damn it. we're gonna be there. We're gonna be in and out of there anyway. But as the year goes along, and hopefully carve out some more time, especially with football season now arriving in Manhattan, kids, and really everywhere for that matter. So this is a lot of anticipation. Obviously, we'll have the preview of I'll preview it. Obviously, we did a preview of every game, most of every game last year. And then we had obviously our famous reaction after every game, win or loss. Ain't no ties, baby. No ties, just like soccer. No ties, baby. You win or you're going to lose this ball, or you're going to lose the football game. So there's that. I'm interested. Obviously, we're going to be learning this coaching staff, learning Colin. We're still going to learn Colin Klein, obviously. This is his first head coaching gig. Obviously, your alma mater coming back to Manhattan, Kansas. Oh, seeing going to be pretty nuts. Manhattan, Kansas, one, again, bias on the show. But I've been to so many tailgates by now. It's different out there. It's different. It's definitely different. And damn it, I wish I had a spot, at least a tailgate spot out there. But hey, we're going to figure it out. Which I'm hoping, we're figuring some logistics out still on everything, whether that's work or trying to get out the games in Manhattan, Kansas, whether that's football. I know basketball, we talked about this in the summer, basketball will be up here, men's and women's. So I definitely need to be, tagged along in that. I need to definitely have a hand in that at this fall in some way or fashion, right? So there's that. But yeah, it's going to be a scene out there. Yeah, it's Nichols. I get it. But, and no disrespect, Nichols actually playing a game before K-State. So I'll find out. I'll do a little bit deeper dive on Nichols, see how they fared in their first opening game. Before K-State, so interesting there. That's one. Obviously, you get your first three games. You got three games right in a row at Bill Snyder Family Stadium. Nichols, and then of course, I'm trying not to look too far. Washington State comes into Manhattan week two, and then obviously, I think, probably, maybe outside of the three tougher games, probably, I'll throw in Cincinnati for kicks and giggles here. I think more anticipated matchups, Tulane coming back to Manhattan, Kansas. We know what happened a couple years ago in that Big 12 championship season there against K-State. So yeah, man, we have it all. Alex will be back, every other week contributor on here. I need to reach out to him because I don't think it's probably going to be. We'll see what opens up. I haven't even tried to experiment yet. And we're almost in September already. So yeah, I'm gonna try it out, see what happens there. But he'll be every other at least contributor, because he's a big part of this podcast still. So there's that. But yeah, man, it's a lot of anticipation for football. We'll talk more about that, obviously. And then of course, lots of excitement, obviously, coming out of this weekend for K-State Women's Volleyball, winning a couple games, and that's what you gotta do. Win, take care, this young squad, you gotta take care of the games that you're supposed to win, right? Took care of Corpus Christi, and now you, took care of a pesky Hit King Campbell team, so off to a good start, and now I'm gonna cheat a little bit. Again, let me see, I'm gonna bring back the volleyball schedule real quick. If I can, or just go down to, let's see, yeah, and go down to the weekly schedule for this week. Yeah, so the next time this team will be in action will be next Friday night, or I should say this upcoming Friday night. The Whiteout game. Oh, we have a lot of promotions between our teams. Volleyball will have their Whiteout game against CSUN to kick off the Wildcat Classic this upcoming week. And then again, obviously, at the Stripeout game against Nichols on Saturday night at Bill Snyder Family Stadium. So it is a lot. There's a lot going on now. You better buckle up. If you're not subscribed to this podcast, I don't know what you've been doing over the summer or really all year long. We about to ratchet up the coverage here with fall sports getting going now at Kansas State and really everywhere for that matter, but particularly for this podcast, Kansas State, K-State Women's Volleyball takes the K-State Invitational and takes down Campbell right on top of it earlier this afternoon. The Pro Watcher Podcast, all those K-State sports you can get, or our podcast found Frame Able Daily or just court case. Content, iTunes, Spotify, y'all know what it is. Pro Project Podcast, again, Spotify, iTunes, Amazon, this podcast should be about everywhere now. So if you're a K-State fan, want to try to stay locked in on your sports, obviously we'll have the usual sport, the usual big two with football and men's basketball. But in the moment of presidency, want to stay present for women's volleyball, women's soccer. When I'm recording this right now, obviously we'll record a postcast tomorrow. So it's going to be moot point. But soccer team getting ready to take on Nebraska at Buser Family Park. So we'll have postcasts of that. K-State will look to stay unbeaten early on in the season. They'll welcome on
old Big 12 foe and now current Big 10 opponent, Nebraska. So there's that as well. And, of course, make sure you tell fellow K-State about this podcast. And make sure, yes, I know we have listeners because the numbers say otherwise. Otherwise, numbers prove to me that we got to have a lot of folk listen to this podcast. K-State, Big 12, whatever it is, make sure you rate us. Please. That doesn't make us famous. No, but it helps out other K-State fans find out more about this podcast. Alex ain't out there in San Diego, California. Eddie Greer here in Kansas City, Missouri. Appreciate y'all, K-State Nation. Once again, K-State Women's Volleyball winners and winners of the K-State Invitational. Early this afternoon, they take down Campbell. K-State 3. Campbell 1. This has been another postcast edition of the Pro Watcher Podcast. All things K-State Athletics. Go Cats.